Hello, patrons. Usually Adam's here, but he had to catch a flight back to Canada or wherever Adam's flying home to. I don't know where he flies home to. Also, I'm in space, and we're going to be asking these guys questions about today's episode, which I watched 100% of, promised.
You know everything.
I know everything that's not even on the show. Also, I'm really red.
Yeah.
Just get past that. Me and Mark, we have a skin condition. Yeah. It's called redness.
Yeah. Retina syndrome.
Also, yeah, I know that the viewer can't hear it, but I'm just loving again the rocking out music that I hear every time you talk. It's fucking great.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's the intro song. Still don't know why that happens. Yeah,
I don't know either. It's the weirdest thing.
There's no cable that's crossed. I mean, we've talked about this, but there's no cable that crosses there unless it's literally interference because the two cables are touching. That's all
it could be, yeah, some sort of like signal bleed. I don't, that kind of sounds like what it is, but it's just so weird because we sound like we're crazy to the viewer. Yeah. The viewer doesn't hear that. So they're just like,
I don't hear it. It's muted. It's at zero. There's no volume except on the PC.
I'm
going to
record this one day so you just hear what I hear and then, okay.
We'll figure it out.
Or this is an elaborate joke that we've all had. And speaking of jokes,
Max is just the variety. He's all about it today. He's all about.
Does he guys want me to do? I can juggle. I got some knives. Some.
What other musical instruments did you bring to show and tell, Max? What else you got?
I mean, I do have the Omnicord, but I'm not going to hook that up.
Anyways, Kate, it was your first time playing a tabletop game. How much did you hate it?
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. You said you were nervous when we were talking during the break. Did that eventually go away? Are you still nervous even right now in this recording?
My constant state in life is nervous.
Okay. All right.
So this was just more.
Yeah, it was amplified. Did the amplification ever go away?
No.
Okay.
Maybe actually when Adam was talking to other people and I was just like, I will
you can sit back here and listen
and be quiet and hope he does not call on me.
Yeah. I'll the only advice I've ever given Anne, because she doesn't need any advice, is to do a voice for her character. And I told her that very early on when she was on Roleplay Blades, and she said it changed her entire outlook on games and made her more into her character. I don't know if that's something you're into, but if it is, you might feel more freeing.
I started off thinking I was doing a voice and realized I was just talking like myself.
Yeah, that happens from time to time. But
so you can tell this is going really well for me.
It's fine. If
you're doing great.
It's someone who's been doing this for five. It's really weird to do an accent that you don't feel like you have under control at all for the first time ever. And the first word is often like the hardest part. I was actually impressed by Mark and Bronze's accents today. You guys kind of did you practice that at all? Were there any shower moments of talking to yourself or driving in car and talking to yourself?
Bronze?
I was kind of just going with Final Fantasy villain, but then at times I feel like that was bleeding into like Nomi, because I was thinking of the whole like, you know, sometimes the villains are really sexy and they like to talk all deep and husky like this.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to channel that without being too comical, and I don't know. Hopefully it flew.
It's fine. It sounded great to me. It was fierce. If I could describe it in one word, it was fierce.
That's what I was going for. Like,
good.
Confident.
Intimidated, yours. And also, like, I admired you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There that's we go. Exactly true power, what I was going power. For.
This is all the post-show is, apparently. We just fluff off each other and just stroke over all the egos so we get ready for
it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mark, your accent, did you practice it at all? Or is that just one of the accents? Because you're a GM, so is Bronze. You guys probably have a ton of different voices you could go to.
Yeah, like I talk to myself all the time. It's like my one really bad habit where if I think I'm on my own, I'll just sit there and talk to myself and play around with voices.
Me too.
And do dumb stuff. Yeah, like it's like a way that I can get my thoughts out of my head more easily. But then I'll also, you know, if I'm playing a character, I'll like mess around with different voices. And I wasn't sure whether I was going to go for an American voice or do the kind of more Vatican Italian kind of thing.
Can we hear your American accent?
Yeah, let's hear it, please.
Please.
It was just going to be a very straight Californian accent, but kind of more like a Keanu Reeves. So he would have been more softly spoken and kind of talking like this. And hey, how's it going? I'm Chaplain Gabriel. Nice to meet you kind of thing. And it was just going to be more like that.
Really good.
I thought, thank you. Really I thought the Vatican priest was more interesting and fun. So
yeah. Have you seen the show The Young Pope, by the way, on HBO? Because I was getting a lot of Young Pope vibes. You should
watch it. I've not seen it. I'll have to check it out. It's I was getting with a kind of...
Who's the actor? It doesn't matter. Anyways, go ahead.
I'll check it out. No, I was going to say, there's definitely a strong Dan Brown Angels and Demons kind of like, you know, watching that kind of to get it. And that was kind of, there was a lot of that kind of Illuminatus kind of stuff going in there. So,
yeah. Are you going to bust out some, I'm blanking on the fucking language, Latin? Are you going to bust out Latin. Some Latin sayings?
I got some Latin phrases. Yeah. I've been doing a little bit of research into my lore. So I've got like my high church our hat or saints that I've got ready to go, some wise quotes to give out when people need them. Okay. And then I've got some Latin to bust out when it's time to switch to the more justice priest that will bring the combat shotgun.
We'll see. We'll see what's in store. I want to circle back because I don't think I gave Kate even a second to answer. Your first time playing a tabletop game, besides nervousness, how are you feeling about it? Do you like it? Are you into it?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
I think.
That's good. It's still a little weird.
I'm pretty sure I'm enjoying
it. Is it a little weird like playing a character?
Yeah, well, that's why a lot of the character is just me, like, sitting nervously eating bread, trying to not have people look at me.
Yeah. A well-kept secret is all tabletop RPG characters are actually the person, just to the extreme. So, basically, Mark wanted to be a priest one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
also wanted to be Italian as well. Yeah.
Bronze is just a fierce motherfucker, all right? So
yeah, we knew that.
And Max, he's an alcoholic who wishes he was a cop. So
I'm drinking right now. What's up? How you doing?
I figured for my first like
God damn it. We need Adam. This is off the rails. Go ahead.
Kate. I'll put it away. It's too fun. Buy a slide whistle and tell me you don't want to use it all the time. Okay.
All right. I'll work on it.
I figured my first foray into tabletop RPG should just be what I want to be in my life, which is a space witch. Mm-hmm. And I said that to Adam, and he was like, so you can be a psychic. And I was like, I will identify as a space witch, and you can call me a psychic. That's fine.
Nice.
And I'm just kind of dopey, and I want to like get mad at people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It like we've talked about it many, many times. Anytime we do have a guest on either this show or
Court of Swords. Well,
not so much this show. The show's like, Court of Swords. Like when we had a rotating guest spot, we've talked about a lot how it's like, regardless if the person is new to tabletop roleplay, they always bring something. And whatever character they bring adds that element of variety that the other, you know, characters can play off of. So that was fun for me. Just speaking as somebody that plays Booker, who's usually a little bit more serious and stuff like that, it allowed for that kind of like a little more silly kind of like, what the fuck is who are you? And that like played into the narrative of like, okay, well, we don't know who she is. She just kind of like Adam was saying, she just showed up on the manifest. You got a little bit of like weird kind of I hear shit going on. So it kind of made sense the way you were playing that character in terms of just being like a little aloof and like out of it and stuff. That would make sense for somebody who's hearing voices and is a telepath and all that stuff. And for doing a show for the first time, most people who do role play stuff don't do it in front of a live audience. So given that, you did just fine. So don't even sweat.
Well, I appreciate that.
I was going to say, the other thing is like, I don't know about you guys, but what I find like new players, like people that are brand new to RPGs, I often find that they bring something like they tend to bring stuff that's really different and new and like new ideas, or they try new things. Cause when you play a lot of RPGs, I feel like we kind of get, you know, bogged down in the rules or what you can do, or what you can't do in the same kind of archetype. Mm-hmm. So like new people always bring in fresh stuff, I think anyway. So that was always cool. Like it was really nice to see.
Well, it's definitely there's a thing that happens where exactly kind of what you said, you look at a problem most of the time, I'm sure specifically talking to Mark, but I would think everyone does. You look at a problem a specific way, and especially in tabletop games, you look at the problems most way of like how your character would solve it. So as soon as someone that gets brought in that's not like already confined in that world, in that box of tabletop games, they immediately start thinking outside the box, which is great. Because they start asking like, can I do, or is this possible? And that stuff is always awesome. Yeah.
I love that stuff. Exactly. As a GM, I love it when players do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think my favorite groups are
like,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. My favorite groups are like what I call the virgin groups because they don't have what I refer to as gamer PTSD.
Right.
Because like as gamers, as like role players, we've all done something that like fucked over everybody else, and then we felt awful. Like when Mark killed my character on Farvra. Just kidding. But you know, like stuff like that happens, and you get like kicked in the mouth, and you're like, well, and so it gives you like that PTSD of like, well, how do I play this situation smartly? But a new player comes in and they don't have all that like baggage, I guess. And they're just like, I'm just going to play this and whatever happens, happens.
Have fun.
Yeah. Whereas we are like, how do I not die?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
The other thing that's neat is because I'm only here for 2 weeks. It's like, I'm just going to have a little bit more fun than maybe I would normally if I was like trying to get invested into like a long campaign and like learn more about it. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm here. And I'm going to push characters' buttons and be a little sassier than perhaps I normally would. But in character creation, I was like, I want to help people in case they need it. So it's like, I'm going to be a healer. I'm going to be like a psychic. Maybe they can use me for that. And then otherwise, I'm just going to be a little shit.
Yeah. No, that's great.
You're doing the aunt and uncle routine, which is you don't have to take care of the children, right? You just kind of have fun with them. You're the you can poke them cool, and like uncle, here's a bunch of candy, and then they go to their parents, and it's their problem.
Yeah, you don't have to live in this world after another week, right?
That's right.
You're done.
No, you're,
I mean unless I we bring you.
We're
back.
We're halfway through.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless Anne goes to the lighting trees on fire, it's all good.
Anne might take another vacation, or any of these guys might take a vacation, and then we'll just call Kate. It'll be great.
You know how tough it is to take holidays.
Yeah, maybe.
It's impossible.
That's true.
Yeah, well, I've got 2 weeks in October. I'll be gone because I'm going to Japan. So get Kate back or other people back.
Yeah. Kate's coming back in October, I guess.
What I want to know is what was JP's favorite part of the episode?
Favorite part?
Yeah, I want to know that too.
I like the title drop at the end because I didn't think Verona was a person. So I don't know what that's about. I also liked when Kate haggled with Max instead of just going along with the story. And just
I actually really like that too.
Because most people, like again, most tabletop RPG players will approach a situation when it comes to like talking to a person, a real life person, another player character. Let's be like, oh yeah, whatever. Let's go do it. Let's group up and go do this immediately. And you were like, no, you're gonna fucking pay me. And then you flipped it again, and we're like, anyways, just give me some.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like that kind of interaction. Is welcome for me as an RPer. Like if it's not the typical like, oh, we do this and go do this thing. Yeah, you come with me. Like it's okay if it goes that route, but if somebody throws me a curveball, I'm fine. You're going with whatever happens. That's more fun for me. It's more challenging too as an RPer to be like, okay. So yeah, it was cool. I liked it.
Yeah.
I also like Booker's reaction because it's very much a Booker thing to be like, okay, sure, whatever. Like, it made sense. Like, we're both nobles. I don't know why you want this money, but sure, whatever game you're playing, let's do it.
Right, right.
If you're going to give me what I want.
Exactly.
Yeah, my thought process is like, I want you to know that I'm worth it, but I don't need it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be a shit to you about it anyways.
Yeah. I also like, Max, you didn't watch the character creation video, right, for Patreon?
I know nothing about
so
these characters.
You know nothing about any of these characters, and that's awesome. Because there's like, there's a reason I would think why Lilith is doing what Lilith is doing, as well as the other two. Only because what was said in the creation character, or the character creation video. Yeah. And that's great that you're like approaching that stuff blind. I'm kind of glad that it happened that way.
I purposely, one, because it takes time to watch those videos.
Sure.
Two, it's also, I've made a decision for that. Like, I like it better discovering more about the characters on my own because it allows me to have more of a genuine, like, reaction and interaction with them when I don't know in the back of my mind of what's going on. Obviously, as, like, an RPer that's been doing stuff for a while out now, like, one of the hardest things to do is to try to avoid metagaming and information that you already know based on just being on the show. Or even, you know, like, when we do cutaway to different scenes and stuff, I hear what you're saying. But a lot of times I'm listening, but I'm also not listening super intently. I'm kind of letting it go through one ear and out the other because I want to be able to have like that
real
that genuine sort of like real reactions. Because then it's more believable than me being like, well, I don't know. I know that you're about to do this and plan whatever the fuck, but
yeah,
I'm suspicious of you. Like it's not fun. And that for me, I like going in more blind that way.
Totally. Also, if you got three, you'd have to pay me to watch these videos, so you're not You're just not going to do that. So,
hey, you JP, why would I do that?
Thank you, Max. That's all I wanted to hear was that dumb fucking slide whistle. And we've got it again. It was fantastic. Max, what about you? What was your favorite part of the episode, huh?
I didn't expect the whole Verona drop at the end there, like you were saying.
Yeah,
said, I was like, oh, wait, means. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if Verona, he said, where is Verona? So I don't know if Verona's a person, a
yeah, he might just be fucking place. With us. I don't know.
It could be, I mean, it's Adam, but it could be a place. I don't know. But I did not anticipate that. I enjoyed actually my interactions with Yancey. I thought that was really interesting and fun. I knew he was going to be, you know, like back. When he came back, of course he was going to have some, I don't know if he was going to be promoted, but I knew he was going to be in some sort of position of power and just being a little fucking sarcastic shit to me, just trying to bait out, you know, stuff. I think it's going to be really fun going forward, playing Booker, and dealing with what happened to him, because some stuff definitely did happen more than I let on in terms of like, you know, just the like, oh, he's, you know, he's a hardened soldier and he's done this before. He just, you know, gritted his teeth and went through it. I'll elaborate more on that as things progress, but I already kind of have some plans to show, because I think that's going to be a really, really fun way to play Booker and also kind of get him out of that box of just like, I'm an officer, you know, like, not that Booker plays that like, hey, welcome to War Maidens. That's not him, but yeah, it's going to be cool to kind of experiment and be able to play a little bit more of a Booker that's dealing with shit emotionally and mentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Bronze, how is your new character? Did you get everything out there you wanted? Are you still keeping some stuff to yourself? Where are you at with her?
I'm kind of like discovering the character as I go, because that's just kind of like my organic process a little bit. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I don't know. It's weird. It's weird to be playing like basically what Max said, like having all that metagame info and throwing it out the window. Cause like I try to like put myself in the viewer spot when other people are talking. And so I can have all my normal reactions that I have. Mm-hmm. But I had this epiphany halfway through the episode that I previously as a player and now as a person fucking hate Yancey, but my character has no reason to.
Yeah.
So I have to wait for him to fuck with me to hate him. And that is going to be so hard for me to do.
I have a challenge as a complete unbiased and outsider person of the show. You and Yancey should become best friends.
Yeah, no, that would be entertaining, like, to watch.
Yeah.
But, like, I just, because the thing is, my character doesn't know all that stuff. Like, I know that he's a shit human being.
Right.
But my character doesn't know that. So if he's nice to her, because, you know, she's, like, this really high noble from this major house, if he's all like, oh, hey there, and chummy, there's going to be zero, like, my character's going to like him. So I'm going to be switching this flip back and forth between, like, fuck this guy, and also just, like, oh, what a charming, nice young gentleman. Oh.
Well,
he's so good at doing that.
He'll treat you much differently, right, than Riley? Because
Riley. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe your character will. Maybe he'll actually just be the best friend of.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be just chummy. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he got my last character killed or anything.
Exactly. He has. Your character
has. That was my job.
Mm-hmm. It was, Mark. It was. How's Chaplain Valencio going? Not Valencia, as it once said earlier in the graphics.
Yeah, Valencio. No, it's great. Yeah, it was really fun to play. It's fun. Somebody picked up on this in the Discord. I was just reading it, and they were saying how Jason was a really fun character, and I loved him. He was really cool, like really innocent boy, but he was tailored to like one specific thing that he was good at that I didn't really get a chance to do. And his type of character wasn't very good for the whole investigation stuff. Whereas this character can get much more involved, and he's really fun to kind of play and try and be a bit more subtle and a bit more sort of, you know, clandestine. But yeah, it's really cool to play. I'm really looking forward to getting to know more about Greaves and like having more chats with Booker and Max, like I see in character, and kind of learning more about him. Cause I think that there's elements that the chaplain will sympathize with on Booker, but then there's also like, you know, you need to know your place in the Empire and stuff like that, which is always fun. And then I'm really interested to see how Nomi is going to react to the chaplain as well, and like how those two will interact. That'll be an interesting one. And then I'm interested to see how this Emira can be trusted. This sneaky Emira below me.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know that. So now I have to figure out if my character lied about it or if the or synth is, lied.
It could be this other thing. Yeah, exactly, right? Like,
yeah, because you know, his really memory's fun. Malfunctioning. And then yeah, part of me was like, damn it, Adam. Now I have to think about this.
Yeah.
That's Adam.
That was, yeah, that was interesting to learn. I actually really enjoyed the interaction with the synth. The, I mean, I'm sure it probably is a synth, but...
The cook?
It seems to be, yeah.
The stuff going on there. It'll be interesting. And also, yeah, I'm also excited to interact with everybody's characters. It was cool having that stuff with the chaplain and stuff and the dinner and all that. I didn't,
yeah, that was cool.
Booker didn't interact. No, Booker didn't interact with the
not yet. Aaron yet.
Yeah, you guys haven't met yet.
But I wanted to, but I always try to, you know, if it makes sense to, then I will. When I got pinged, you know, Booker got pinged to talk with the chaplain. I was thinking like maybe we could go talk to the Karen, but it felt like it would be like kind of forcing it and didn't make too much of like, a whole lot of sense. Plus, it made sense for Booker to get more information from the chaplain before pursuing this. So it'll be cool. It's a nice setup for the next episode.
Yeah. Last question for Mark and Bronze. Do you guys think Nomi's just going to hate both of your characters? Where do you think Nomi's going to fit into the relationship there?
I don't think Nomi's going to hate my character because she would have zero reason to. I think if anything, we're probably going to get along. I think me and Mark are probably going to butt heads because like my character, and I had that idea going in. I wanted to like show, have a character that was like something that I knew about. And so I made her Sikh. And so I'm like, I feel like we're like both religious, but on different sides of that same coin of like, which is why she hesitated so long before she's like, yes, I believe in God. Cause she was like, oh, I know where this fucking conversation is going. And I didn't want it to go this way. Just like when letting him into my apartment was weird. Cause I specified at the beginning of the episode, like she has like all these like religious paintings on her walls. And it's like, oh yes, come in. Welcome to my pantheon. it'll be look. Fun to. That.
It's all part of a high church, technically. Like, you know,
we'll it is. How, it you is. Can
see how sure. it goes. So maybe the chaplain is a bit more open-minded. He's not as he understands the differences. But yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be interesting with Nomi because I think like it can go two ways because it depends on how you know much her character doesn't like the church. Really, I don't know like her opinions on it. But I think it's. Valencio could be useful to Nomi, and I think that means that hopefully she'll like him. Like, she'll see use. Yeah.
I really hope you ask Nomi if she believes in God.
Oh, that's a question for everybody, JP.
I want to know the answer to that.
I want to see, see Anne react to that, only because we'll get an out-of-character response before an in-character one, I would think.
I think that's the thing, it's really interesting because I, you know, openly, I'm not a very religious person. So playing this super hyper religious character is kind of fun because it's something super alien to me. It's like the whole, I'm going to play a wizard. Like, that's how it feels to me. Like, so it's kind of fun to do.
I mean, wizards and chaplains are basically the same thing, you know?
Yeah, right.
Same thing. You
know? Yeah.
I do have magic powers yet to be revealed. So.
That's true. I think that's it. I think we're good.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think we can call that a post show. Thanks once again to all the support from the patrons. I will say if you're watching this before August the 18th, you can save 25% on any of the roleplay merch because it's going away on the 19th. We're just deleting it all. I'm literally going to go hit delete on all the merch and it's gone. And then we'll have some new merch. Also, I need to get Kate. I need your address, Kate, because I got to send you some merch. These guys are all getting merch.
Yeah, that sounded creepy for a second.
That's why I hesitated. There was some stutter there, but I was like, I'll clarify.
I will DM.
Okay, great. We'll have some, I think maybe by next episode or the episode after that, we'll have some new Farverona stuff. Then we'll get some pins out for that as well. So look forward to that.
Here's the date that I can't.
Max, are you drunk? What are you doing?
I don't know. When is the date that you said is for the cutoff?
Oh, the 19th. Well, the 18th.
I'm literally asking because I wanted to grab some stuff.
Oh, okay.
I had got like some of the posters and stuff for A Court of Swords and whatever.
Yeah, the 18th, it's all going away. Yeah, I should probably order some of that stuff too now that I think about it. Anyways, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to go spend some money on my own store or something. And we'll see you guys next week for more Favrona. We're out. Bye-bye.